from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Crews are still on the scene of the Jennings Creek wildfire this morning. Worried flames could jump containment lines. Winds pushed the fire over those lines this weekend. Dozens of homes on the New York side of the border were evacuated. Thousands of acres have burned. Investigators still looking into what caused the fire to spark up near West Milford 9 days ago. The dry conditions roll on. Fires in New Jersey's woodlands continue to burn. The state has responded to several hundred wildfires since early October, and most of the time, we're to blame for it.
Officials say 99% of wildfires in New Jersey are caused by humans. Most of the time, it's an accident, pure carelessness. There are also cases of arson. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says right now, actions that would at other times not be considered a big deal can be the only spark needed.
A dropped cigarette, the backyard fire pit, one ember can make the difference.
The state warns even lawnmowers and chainsaws can throw off sparks that ignite dry grass and leaves. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Four New Jersey firefighters hospitalized by a midnight blaze over the weekend.
The fire on Seymour Avenue in Newark broke out at an unoccupied building just before midnight Friday evening and spread to residential buildings on both sides. Newark public safety officials say four firefighters were hurt when part of the building collapsed. Three of them were hospitalized and released, but the fourth, a fire captain, remains at the hospital in stable condition. 30 people, including 11 children, were displaced by the fire. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Let's hope Thanksgiving travel at Newark Airport goes better than travel this weekend. Close to 700 flights delayed this weekend, many by an hour or more, some up to 2.5 hours. The FAA is blaming a shortage of air traffic controllers and warns there is no quick fix coming. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We need rain, and we do have some to talk about coming up this week. It's going to be early Thursday morning, and not a soaking necessarily, but it may be the start of a pattern change toward wetter, more active weather. We had some sprinkles this morning. They have since moved on. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds for your Monday. It'll be breezy today. Cool this morning in the 40s, but we end up on the mild side this afternoon, mid-60s for highs. Mainly clear and chilly tonight, lows around 40. A bit cooler tomorrow, upper 50s to maybe 60, mostly sunny with late-day clouds. Could be a rain shower tomorrow night. Wednesday looks quiet, partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Then Thursday starts with rain. We'll have some wind and lingering clouds through Thursday afternoon. New Jersey weather made possible by MyPillow. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. Plus, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee for all orders placed between now and December 25th. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey.
Berkeley Heights, 46. Manalapan, 46. Salem is 45. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.